is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. How are you guys doing today? Are you good? It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We're all set. Got some interesting things for you guys. I got an evil, evil doctor. Really evil. Like, I've told you guys about doctors before. Like, one doctor, she climbed down a chimney to get into her boyfriend's home, and she ended up killing herself in the chimney by accident, because chimneys kill people. Told you guys about another doctor who was basically putting his initials on patients' livers when he was doing liver transplants, which is nuts. I believe I had another doctor that was doing something weird. Can't think of it off top, but I got the most evil doctor for you guys of all time. It's kind of sickening. It's actually pretty sad. And then we have something else going on where people are putting tiger cubs in the mail. I wasn't aware that you could put a tiger cub in the mail. I didn't know that. I didn't know you can mail any animals, let alone tiger cubs. Like, that's completely new to me. I also have the flat earth guy. I didn't know this guy existed. I had no idea. And this is new to me. I feel like I'm late finding out about the flat earth guy. But before I get to all that, we gotta make something clear. I need to make a public service announcement to all you guys out there. To everybody just being really willy-nilly in all types of levels of inconsiderate. We got to make this clear. This has to be said today. So this has happened to me twice in the last week, right? Okay. Here's the thing. I've been in line and someone has said to the cashier, "Hey, while you have your drawer open, can you give me some change?" Now, I know there's times in our lives where we all need change, whether it be for, I don't know, some type of soda machine, bus, strip club, whatever you're doing with these ones, sometimes you need change. But I just need you to know that the whole cutting the whole line and then reaching over to the side and saying to the cashier in the mid-transaction while they're trying to give me back my change, for you to say, "Hey, while the drawer is open, can you give me change?" It's not cool. It's not cool. First of all, it's not clever or smart. It's not. And I know what you're trying to do. I get it. Because when we were all younger, we all learned this lesson. We would go into a store because there's money there. And it makes sense to get change at a store because there's money there. That's what you think when you're younger. And you say, "Can I have some change?" And the cashier guy says, "No, you can't have any change. I can't open my drawer unless, like, I'm doing a transaction." So you either buy something or you're a jerk and you hang around and wait until someone buys something. The cashier gives you change and they roll their eyes at you. As you get older and realize you get jobs, you end up around more money as an adult, and you realize, oh, people can open their registers at any time because they have to close them and balance and emergencies. They just don't want to open it for me because they don't want to give change because change is for customers. So we all know how this works. We know how the white lie works of, "I can't open my drawer because it's not a transaction." They just don't want to give you change. They don't want to. With that, just ask for change. Just don't say, "Hey, while your drawer is open." Just ask for change. If they want to lie to you, let them lie. Or if they can't, they can't. But don't go in there with this whole, "Hey, while it's open, can you give me some change" thing. Because first of all, you walking up on the side like that and reaching over while everyone else is waiting in line, it's not convenient as you think it is. Like, you think it's something really fast, like as though you're dropping off lunch for your girlfriend. Or like you're dropping off lunch for your boyfriend. Like, "Oh, here's your snack." Or, "Oh, here's this talk to you later." It's not one of those things. You're talking. It's about 20 to 25 words. The cashier's got to think of a lie, or they look down at their change. Their drawer is open. You're running up on them. They've been robbed before. They're scared. It'd be like this. We walk past homeless people all day, every day. All day, every day. We walk by them and they say, do you have any change? Do you have a dollar? We say no. Sometimes we say yes, but most of the times we say no. Not because we don't have any change. Not because we don't have a dollar. It's because we don't want to give it to them. We're not going to say, yeah, I have change, but you can't have any. It's not yours. No one says that. Nobody says that. People say, no, I don't have any change. Or they pat their pockets like this. You know, you pat your pockets because they're making noise. So we've all said that before. What if while you're in the store, the homeless guy came in there and said, hey, while you've got that change in your hand, can you give that to me? Before you put it in your pocket, while you have that change in your hand, that 17 cents, those two pennies, that nickel and that dime, while you have that, can you give that to me while you have it? You know, while it's there. That way you can't lie to me and tell me you don't have it. You'd hate that. That's almost robbery, right? So it's the same thing. If you're a grown up, don't do that. I know there's still young kids out there. They got to learn the nuances of public behavior. But don't do the whole cut the whole line and then say, hey, while the drawer is open, can you give? Don't do that. Do this. Wait in line, then ask for change. I'm pretty sure they'll say yes. I'm pretty sure they'll say yes. But don't cut the whole line running up doing that. Don't do it. Don't. It's rude. It's inconsiderate. And I don't think you would like it if anyone did it to you. So that's my PSA. That's where we're at with that. I needed to get that off my chest. For those of you that are all willy-nilly out here just running up asking people to give you change. Anyway, this is where we're at. On a darker note. That's not a good segue. Usually people say on a lighter note after doing something dark. We're going to go to a darker note now. So that basically was just warm you guys up to get you into this darker note. You ready? Okay. Check this out. There was an episode where I said that there was a guy in India that they found 200 coins in his stomach, some small blades, some chains, like all in his stomach. It looked like he ate a rap video, basically. And this was in India. Luckily, they have free healthcare, so everything was okay. I was like, man, India's popping. I guess that's where you can go. You can get love in India. You can have just a whole, you can have this basically 40 rolls of quarters just removed from your stomach and you're all good. I guess it's not love all over India for healthcare, because a fake doctor in India infected over 20 people with HIV using contaminated syringe needles. So police say while disguising himself as a doctor, Dr. Yadav saw patients who sought treatment for common colds, coughs, and diarrhea. What they left with was a lifelong disease. Now, apparently this guy was just out pretending to be a doctor. And they found out about this after the government set up camps because 21 cases of the virus have been confirmed, like by villagers. And there were reports of Yadav rarely changing his needles and syringes, which is what caused a small outbreak of HIV. Now, I don't know what a small outbreak of HIV is. If I were you, I wouldn't call that small. This is what we're going to do. Before I go in on this, let me take a break and calm down. And I'm going to pay this bill. When I get back, I'm going to let you guys know that I'll be right back. Just don't go anywhere. Be right back. And hey, whatever you're doing, if you're about to get some type of like injection from someone, make sure the needle's clean. Do that right now. All right. Be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So, as I was saying, there was a doctor, well, a fake doctor, apparently he's fake now. There's a fake doctor who was pretty much treating people for like common colds, coughs, and diarrhea, and he was giving them lifelong diseases. There were 21 cases of the virus that were confirmed by local government. They called this a small outbreak of HIV, but I don't really know how an outbreak of HIV can be considered small. Like, here's the thing. Like, I may, you know what? Don't use the word outbreak or small in the same sentence. I just feel like you shouldn't say that. That's not two words that you should say. I don't like it, because if someone accidentally gives me HIV, if I accidentally get it from a doctor, there's nothing small about that. There's nothing small. So I feel like the verbiage is a little wrong on here. Secondly, I'd like to know how this doctor just was out, just willy-nilly just giving out shots. Like, because it says he's a fake doctor. So what does that mean? It says he disguised himself as a doctor. What do you mean he disguised himself? Did he put on a white jacket? He just put on a white jacket and was walking around with a needle? Let me get this straight. Here we go. He put on some beat up Docker shoes, some brown khakis, tucked his shirt in, put on a white coat, and then put on that thing that what was that thing? There was a thing like the cartoons and like fake doctors would wear back in the day when we were little. It was like a thing on their head with a circle that was chrome. You guys know what I'm talking about? It was some type of thing they wore on their head. Like, I'm a fake. If a doctor's wearing that, don't trust him. Don't trust him. And then he probably wrote a prescription and his writing was all messed up. Really bad font. Then they're like, oh, you must be a doctor. How can someone be a fake doctor? How do you disguise as a doctor? Like, you just wear a white jacket? Like, what do you, I don't understand. I need to know more about this. Was he walking around with his degree? And he was wearing a stethoscope. Of course, he had to be wearing the stethoscope. I just want to know more about how you disguise as a fake doctor. I also want to know why this guy did this, because it doesn't seem like he did this on purpose. It seems like he's really raggedy and just really negligent. So, Can you charge a non-doctor with malpractice if he's not a doctor? How's that even work? How do you suspend someone's medical license that has no license? This is what used to happen. This is what I thought was concerning when I'd go to court for like traffic tickets. Sometimes I'd see someone with no license get pulled over. I mean, get a ticket, and they would get an infraction for driving without a license. So, because I guess you can't suspend their license. So I guess this guy's supposed to get a ticket or something like that. I don't know. I want to understand more about this. And I want to know why he was out doing this. Like, did he feel like he needed to save the world? Was he, I've always wanted to be a doctor and I got these syringes. I'm about to go help people with the common cough and cold. What are you injecting people with that they need to be injected with to stop the cold, cough, or diarrhea? I've never had any type of diarrhea that required somebody to stick a syringe inside of me. And if I ever go to the doctor for diarrhea, first of all, I would never go to the doctor for diarrhea. I feel like if you have that, then you just got to reevaluate your diet. However, if diarrhea for like multiple days, yeah, maybe you should go. Maybe that's no longer diarrhea. Maybe that's something else that's going on, like inside of whatever you got going on. You got to get that checked out. But if you just have a slight run of the runs one day, I don't think you need a syringe. And if I do go to the doctor and the first thing off the top is a syringe, if he's like, hey, man, listen, after further review, we threw a red flag and your diarrhea is going to require a syringe. For what? Oh, well, here's the thing. You can't even explain that to me. Just give me some Pepto-Bismol and some Perrier water and I'll be fine. I don't need any of that in my life. So for those of you out there like cutting costs and just going to any random doctor behind Planned Parenthood or behind Kmart, wherever you find your doctor at, You got to be more careful out here in these streets. You can't just be all willy-nilly letting anybody stick a syringe inside of you. It's not a good look. You know what's so cold? The coldest part about this story is they haven't even found this guy. He's just missing. He's just missing. He's just completely missing. And I also want to know, they said that he was... people like later accused him of like rarely changing his syringe needles. What do you mean they accused him of that? Like, if everyone knows that he's not changing his syringe, I feel like when you're in within those type of dealings, that's not something that you say you accuse someone of later, like after the fact, you know? Okay. If you find out that somebody in your neighborhood is selling all the drugs all day, every day. You find this out like, I don't know, a year later, you're like, you know what? They did have a lot of people going there. We accuse them of having a lot of parties. Okay, you accuse them of having a lot of parties. We get that. We understand that. Maybe they had a lot of parties. You didn't feel like you needed to call the police. However, if somebody in your neighborhood is like murdering people and you're like, you know what? We always accuse him of murdering people, but you know, we could never prove it. No, you need to call somebody. You don't have some doctor not changing needles and you accuse like, hey man, you're not changing your needles. And he's like, yes, I am. You're like, okay. No, he's sticking the needles in other people. Like, that's dangerous. You can't just have somebody willy-nilly sticking, you reusing their needles. That's everybody's business. That's not something when you're like, you know what? That's none of my business. No, that's everyone's business. So hopefully they find this guy. I don't necessarily know what the charge is for this is going to be. They gave that Larry Nassar guy, that disgusting man who like assaulted, like sexually assaulted hundreds of young women. They gave him 140 years in prison. So I wonder what, I mean, you destroy the lives of hundreds of people and they're going to live. I wonder what you get when you give 20 people a death sentence. Like, do you get the chair for that? Or is that like assault? What if that's assault with a deadly weapon and it's not even like, that's weird. That's too weird for me. I can't go there with you guys right now. I can't go there. It's too much for me. It's too much. I'm sorry. I got lost. So on a lighter note this time, did you guys know that if you ever wanted to mail a pet how do I say this in a way that's going to make it make sense? Did you guys know that you can't mail a pet like in the mail? Were you aware of that? Like, say you wanted to get your friend a dog because he's a good friend. You're like, hey, man, I want to get you a dog. Say you want to get him a dog. And did you know that you can't put that dog in the mail? Like, you can't sedate it and then put it in a box and then take it to the post office and put it in the mail. Did you know that? Okay, you knew that, right? Okay. So why do you think that's because it's against the law, like, to mail things like that? Or do you think it's because of like animal mistreatment? What do you think? You don't know? Do you know? I'm asking my producer. Do you know why that? What do you think? Do you think you can't put animals in the mail because it's against like postal service laws? Or do you think it's like animal mistreatment? Postal service laws, right? That's what you'd assume. But it's not postal service laws. Well, here it is. Like in the U.S., you can't put, you're unable to put just a random animal in the mail. Like, you can't put your dog in the mail and just send them to somebody. You're unable to do that. But in Mexico, apparently, it's not against the law to mail a tiger, but it's a mistreatment of the tiger. So the tiger just has to be treated right while you're shipping him. Like, you can't. The tiger basically has to be comfortable. He can't just be inside the box all just uncomfortable. If you put him in the box, he's got to have basically like one of those neck things on where he feels okay about himself. You know the neck thing that you wear when you're on the plane to like make sure that your neck is okay? The tiger has to be wearing one of those. He's got to have on one of those things. He's got to be comfortable because basically, you know what? There's more to this. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys more about it because I didn't believe this when I read it. But hopefully you will believe it because it's a real story. So if you are back, I'm going to tell you about how if you have a tiger, you got to treat it right before you put it in the mailbox. I'll be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network. As promised, I told you I was going to explain to you guys how you can have a tiger, or how you have to treat a tiger if you want to mail it. Basically, a tiger cub was found in the mail in the western state of Jalisco, Mexico. So basically, first of all, I didn't know this, but apparently, like, tigers are found like in Mexico all over. Like, they're found on leashes. They're found in neighbors' yards. They're also found that wandering the streets, like tiger cubs. I didn't know they have like a tiger cub epidemic there. Apparently, like, people are just, they have tigers. Like, you know how people have like stray cats? They have like stray tigers just wandering the streets. Apparently, the tiger cub was found. Nobody knew this tiger cub was being mailed. But a drug dog that was sniffing around found the tiger cub, which is weird, right? Because who would think that a drug dog could find a tiger? I didn't know they were trained to like find tigers. I know they're trained to find different types of drugs, but tigers too? That's impressive. Anyway, the drug dog found the tiger. And apparently, get this, right? This is what kind of blew my mind about this. I was like, oh my God, a tiger, an exotic animal. Like, they're just mailing this. I thought of this tiger being contraband, like he was a kilo of coke or something like he was 2.2 pounds of coke. That's how I saw it. And turns out, according to authorities, the tiger's papers are in order, but it was seized because the mailing constituted mistreatment of an animal, because you can't mistreat animals. The tiger was sedated and put inside of a box. He was packed inside of a plastic container. I feel like that's kind of rude, because I don't even know if the tiger could even breathe inside the plastic container. They said he was sedated and he was a little tired and dehydrated, but he was fine. I find it so crazy that they said the tiger's papers were in order. Like, as far as him having his shots and having his associate's degree and all that, that was cool. But him being in a box and being really thirsty, that's not cool, dude. Not cool. You can own a tiger, but you have to treat it right. I love that. That's why people go to Mexico for vacation. You can just do whatever you want. You can just have a tiger cub and mail it to your friend, but you have to make sure that he's well hydrated before you put him in the box. You can't be willy-nilly just sending stuff across the country. You can hardly put a Beanie Baby inside of a box and mail it to somebody in the U.S. You gotta be careful what you put in the mail out here. You have to be careful. But apparently in Mexico, if you want, you can just mail a tiger cub. Here's something I didn't know. Apparently there's this guy who, actually, I'm gonna credit him. I'm gonna give him a name, because I can't just say there's a guy. This individual, he's Mad Mike Hughes, and basically he's a flat earther. He believes that the earth is flat. He's got a plan to basically, he has a steam powered rocket, and he's gonna launch himself into this rocket and go a quarter of a mile up in the sky and take a picture of how the earth is flat, and he's gonna parachute back down to earth. He tried to do this before from another like government plot of land, but the government was like, no, you can't launch from here because this is private property. The government owns this. So he's like, okay, I see what you guys are trying to do. You guys are trying to disprove that the earth is flat. I see. So he found someone. He found like a private area. A gentleman owns a town that is basically has four residents, and the town costs $435,000. He's going to launch the rocket from there. The launch is going to be broadcast live on the website Noise TV, and it will be $5 per viewer. But no spectators are going to be allowed at the site. And if there are any drones there, they'll be shot down. He's going to prove the earth is flat. You know what this sounds like? I think it's really interesting that, like, we say that the government hides things from us, like Area 51, blah, 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 aliens, things like that. But this guy wants to prove the earth is flat, but won't let anybody go watch. Isn't that weird? That's kind of weird to me. Like, I'm gonna prove the government's lying to everybody in the earth is not round, it's actually flat. But I'm gonna do that by going in the sky. I'm gonna take pictures and prove them wrong. But no one's allowed to come see. That seems weird to me. I wanna know, when it comes to the earth being flat, I wanna know what the government or anyone has to gain by it being round. I want to know the volume of that conspiracy. Like, I want to know what there's. Is there, like, is it capital gain? Is it psychological warfare? I'd like to know what the goal is of convincing the people the earth is round and it's not flat. Like, we can't let this get out that the earth is flat. You know what? And for other things, I get it. Like, I completely get some things like, okay, the government doesn't want to cure certain diseases because of big pharma and they make money. The money's in the medicine, not in the cure. I get that. I would understand hiding aliens because people would lose their minds. We need to steal the technology so we can make cool MacBook Airs and things like that with alien technology. Fine, I get that. But why would they lie and say the earth is round? Like, what does that do? Wouldn't people be better off like just saying, wouldn't they be better off telling us the earth is flat? I feel like they'd be better off telling us that. I don't know. But more power to him. I mean, hopefully that works out for him. Hopefully no one gets hurt. I feel like launching your own rocket into the air and then trying to escape from that rocket, like, before it crash lands, I don't necessarily know if that's the smartest thing to do. But hey, we'll find out. We will find out. I got some weird history for you guys. The Mayans made sacrifices that commonly involve pulling a still beating heart out of a victim's chest. Now, when they do that, I wonder if, like, they cut the person's chest open, then pull the heart out, or if they, it just sounds really bad. I don't know what kind of medicine they had back then, but if you're going to do that to me, just put me to sleep first. Like, I don't feel like that's something you need to be awake for. If you're going to sacrifice me, put me to sleep. Like, I don't have to be awake for you guys to sacrifice me. Do whatever you got to do. Give me some poison, whatever, but don't have me awake to pull my heart out of my chest. And I just don't feel like it's completely necessary. They used to do this in 1487, and approximately 20,000 people were put to death. Sacrifices. Got some good news and some bad news for you guys. The good news is, in a couple days, it will be Friday. The bad news is that will be my last show. I will be moving on. The Weird News Show will be hosted going forward by Sarah and Tate, two very entertaining hosts, best broadcasters we have. They are easy to listen to, very entertaining, and they have great conversation. You guys will find them great to listen to. I thank you for giving me your ears, letting me live in them the past several months. Just let me just live in your eardrum. It's been great. And I will be back Friday to do the last one. It will be a banger for you, I promise. Until then, live long, prosper, watch for potholes.